name is John Curtis Ager, John Ager. I live with my wife, Annie, and my extended family out at Hickory Nut Gap Farm in Fairview, North Carolina.
John Ager, why have you decided to seek political office?
Well, I've been reluctant. I'm enjoying taking care of my farm and taking care of my 8 grandchildren, but I'm pretty motivated because of the very hyper-partisan General Assembly that we've been experiencing the last year. In my mind, government's supposed to bring peace to the land. You know, we're supposed to allow people to pursue happiness, and instead we've got teachers organizing. We have 80,000 plus people in Raleigh over the weekend, and we've got lawsuits over voting rights and women's health issues and Asheville water. And kind of the worst of it for me is, you know, those of us in the mountains don't like much to be told what to do by Raleigh, and we're certainly getting a lot of that. But a lot of these laws are not coming from Raleigh. They're coming from Republican think tanks somewhere far off. So that's why I'm running.
Have you ever sought elective office before?
No, never have.
In this particular case, it's neighbor versus neighbor, potentially.
It is. We are our lands border the Ramsey lands, that's for sure. We've had a long relationship out here. And, you know, really, one of the reasons I didn't want to run is because when you're in a farming community, it's important for farms to be able to work together. And no, that's, I'm sort of threatening that, but I think the time has come to do something.
In a conversation I had with Nathan Ramsey recently, he said this will be an odd race because he knows a lot about you. You know a lot about him.
That's true. We go way back. I used to coach his, I just loved his brother Bart. He was one of my baseball players back in the old days and soccer players. He played goalie for my soccer team. I didn't ever coach Nathan, but I coach Bart, and Bart's really been working hard to keep their farm going, and a great admirer. It's a beautiful farm they have.
Do you anticipate this will be an expensive race?
Yeah, and you know, I'm just don't know. It seems very strange to me, being new to running for office, that it takes so much money to run a campaign for a 2-year House seat in Raleigh, North Carolina. I sort of think that maybe the special interest and all this corporate money that comes in mostly on the other side has just escalated the price tag. And I'm going to need supporters that want good government, not that are going to want to buy influence in Raleigh.
Have you been advised how much money it'll take?
Well, I've had different people tell me different numbers, from 100,000 to 200,000, something like that, I'm guessing.
Do you anticipate other Democrats will get into the race, therefore there will be a primary?
I haven't heard. I'm not well connected into all those circuits where all that information comes. Nobody's told me that anyone else is going to run, but who knows? And we've got about 3 weeks here to find out.
Who would you say your closest advisors are?
Oh, that's a great question. That's sort of easy in a way. My best and closest advisor is my wife, Annie. And she, of course, is the daughter of one of the people I admire most in my life, and that's her father, James McClure Clark, Jamie Clark. So I would say she's of course, my best advisor. Other than that, I have all sorts of friends. I have a lot of conservative friends, that I listen to, because I think I'm a person that believes strongly in a two-party system. And I really think the Republican Party is sort of floundering right now. They seems to me they kind of test their ideas more out on how they come across in sound bites than if they're it's good policy, or even if they're true. I think the Republican Party needs to do a big soul search, because we need two parties to keep both parties accountable.
John Ager, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, David.